Hey everybody, Craig from Yes Have Some Podcast here. Thank you so much for joining us for the episode today. Did you know that this episode is actually also available on YouTube? That's right, you could be watching us, not just listening to us, every single week, whether it's YHS Podcast or even Ghostbusters Radio Live or anything we do here in the world of YHS. You can see it on YouTube. All you got to do is go to our YouTube channel and subscribe at YHS Podcast. All right, let's get on to this episode.
Some.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Yes Have Some Podcast. My name is Craig Goldberg. And before we started recording, we were talking about the power of napping. And I was talking about how it doesn't work for me. I always feel way worse after the nap. Jacob, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't think naps are a good thing anymore.
They're out of style.
I don't know. I take a lot of naps and when I wake up, I just want to go back to sleep.
Yeah. Title of the episode now is like, naps, are they good for you? Are they bad? I'm a huge advocate of getting sleep when you can.
Well, you can power nap.
I can power nap so hard. It's like I literally had a nice stress-free dream about Dragon Con while I was napping. It was like, oh, I had all these cool costumes. Everything was great. When I have night sleep, it's like you guys have been
it's
around
like Mad Max.
Yeah, there's a lot of shouting, punching.
Naps. For sweating. Me, naps don't work unless it's 6 hours minimum.
Oh,
so that's a sleep technically. Yeah.
I told Jake the other night I napped from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Hey, whenever Craig takes a nap, it's like I give him a pat on the back. I'm like, this is good. I usually take a picture of you and send it to the group chat.
Yeah, what's why?
Well,
why
it's like Leonardo's sleeping. He's been working so hard.
He's been leading everybody.
He's been leading people so hard that he needs to nap now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show, by the way. Let me go ahead and formally introduce my co-hosts. I've been doing it for 7 years. I'm not going to stop now. Jacob Walsh. What's up, man?
Hi.
Nothing. How are you?
Having a chill Sunday.
Okay, that sounds good.
Till I had to, you know, there's a tree down in my yard for some reason. Oh, they cut this tree down in my yard like over a week ago.
Yeah.
It's a dead tree. And every time it rains, parts of it fall. And I've just been like waiting for it to land on the house. So I guess they sent somebody out to cut it down.
Okay.
But they cut it down and then they cut it into pieces. And they were like, hey, we're going to come back to pick it up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a song about this.
It's still in my yard.
Cut my tree into pieces. This is my last resort.
How'd you know that's what I was going to say?
Because we have a shared
Because in her brain, she was like, what's the dumbest thing Craig could say?
Well, you said cut into pieces, and my mind went, Papa Roach.
Yes. All right, well.
I know people listening don't care about a tree down in my yard, but
no, they do. They do, and I do.
For a long time.
This is called banter. This is great.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Light banter.
Abigail, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm surviving. I'm alive. I'm happy about that. Tired, but I'm good. I'm here. I took a nap. That's why we all were talking about naps.
Oh,
I was
right.
Literally just napping before this.
That's the origin of the whole nap conversation. Before that, we were talking about whether or not we like space. Personally love it. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. We thank you for being here for another week of Yes Have Some Podcast. If you're watching here on the YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button and that like notification. And if you're listening in the classic audio feed, we appreciate you being here. We haven't asked in a while, but one thing that really helps us out is if you go over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. And I think maybe if we start enticing people with like a giveaway or a prize or like a YHS shirt where every week you leave a review, we'll pick our favorite one. And if there's only one, you can win a shirt. I think that's a good plan. I just made it up on the spot.
Type something out, win a shirt.
But it's got to be a good review.
Right, right. Try to make it nice.
We're gonna actually know, not just a joke.
Yeah, right? Don't make a joke. No jokes.
We don't want joke reviews.
Don't try to be funny. We're the funny ones. So, well, hey, Craig, you seem like the kind of guy who wouldn't like the idea of space. To me, if I had to guess, I would be like, Craig's terrified of space.
Oh, because just going up in a plane, like, almost. Well, he won't
even, yeah, I mean, an airplane takes you down. So, like, the idea of the, like, vastness and the nothingness and how easy it is to die up there and how it's all just, like, this big accident and it's this, like, ever-expanding thing with, like, a million. It just seems terrifying. You seem like the kind of person that would be like, fuck space, dude.
Yeah, but you get to jump up real high on the moon.
You only like, Craig only likes it because it reminds him of Armageddon.
Hold on, time out.
Is it that or Interstellar?
It's not Interstellar.
Nolan?
It's not. Dude, space reminds
Craig me likes space because
it reminds Craig wants to be just a simple farmer who goes up to space.
Hold on, time
that's his dream.
Let me speak on this.
Murph.
I didn't say I want to go to space. I said I enjoy that it's there for whoever else wants to go.
I know.
Wait. Is Craig humbled by space?
I just think, to me, knowing you as well as I do, you seem like the kind of person who would, if you ever called me one day and you, I would not be surprised if you called me and you were like, I'm really stressed out. And I was like, why? And you're like, well, I was just thinking about space and how terrifying it is.
So
like,
first,
it seems
of all,
like something you would do.
You know me very well. I think the two of you know me better than anybody in the world. So here's the thing. No, if they put out like, hey, commercial voyage to space, I'm not going to be signing up for that.
You're not going.
Okay. I'm not going. Mm. But I am, you know, like we've been having these discussions off air about existential dread and you know,
staring into the void,
our own mortality, which I'm ready to bring those on air now that we've had them off air. I think it's really cool, like the fact, like this is one of these things, like I appreciate life so much because of how, like, the odds of just existing are almost none. Like the amount of insane math that you have to do just to calculate your own existence on Earth, the fact that we exist at the same time as Bill Murray and we get to see like all these Ghostbusters movies all the time. I'm a simple person to please. And the fact is, like, we could have been born like 1,000 years ago and our life expectancy could have been 25. We would have probably died in the ocean.
We could have been born before movies and that would have sucked. So, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Dude, wait a minute though. We're definitely born before something that's so cool. We don't even know what it is.
It's TikTok. Craig, you called me earlier and you were like, hey, do you know that there were people that were around before hamburgers? We literally had this conversation today.
Hold on. That is not how I started.
I know, but it was
kind of. Wow. You were like, no, listen, you, oh, the way it started was worse because you were like, you called me. I don't even want to say it. You were like, I was on Wikipedia reading about the history of hamburgers the other day.
Wait, you know, I think that's cool. I like your curiosity. And wasn't it like Frederick Hamburg or something? I know. I think I made that up.
Well, they originated. Some think they did originate in Hamburg, Germany. I do like that. Out of that whole discussion we had, you extracted. Did you know there were people before hamburgers? Because well, the funniest line was Jake. You go. Imagine being around when like they just invented hamburgers. Like, it was a new thing, and I was like, right. That'd be crazy. Abby, what do you think about all this?
Oh, I think it's very entertaining. I think it's sweet that you two have existential conversations about life and hamburgers. And we all get to talk about movies together because that's the thing that keeps us going.
Yeah. We're talking about space. Yes, the vastness, the ever-expanding universe, the fact that, like Jacob said, it's all one big accident. I just realized why people are religious. It's just way easier to be like, nope. There's a whole
big man did it.
I'm special.
Big man did it.
Yeah, and also to our listeners who are religious, we understand and we respect you.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I wish I was. Mm-hmm. I wish I had somebody to talk to. This is probably the most fun I've ever had in the first 10 minutes of the show. So anyways, guys, we have a lot going on. Abigail.
Yeah.
It's been a busy year.
It has.
Comic-Con's over.
Yeah. Sadly, that's behind us. Is this our first podcast since Comic-Con?
No, we did one.
Okay. Yeah.
We talked about Talk to Me.
Yes, we did. We did.
did you read the Filippo brothers, what their idea for the Talk to Me prequel?
No, I haven't. What is it? Tell me.
Did you read about this, Jacob?
No.
They want to do a prequel that is told completely through like social media clips.
Okay.
For our audio listeners, Jake just frowned.
What a cool way to ruin something awesome. Yeah, I want found footage social media. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rather
explore just make something different.
The tortured plane of existence, or like how, who, it might sound hokey, but whose hand it was, like what happened there, that might be more interesting.
I don't want to know anything more.
But I do want to see more movies from them, because I really liked that movie.
I did too.
The reason I brought it up is because I thought it was a really fun episode. So if you haven't gone and listened to our Talk to Me review last week, it's in the archives. But Abigail, I brought up Comic-Con because we've got Dragon-Con coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really reflective about our year this year. It's been a crazy year. It's been fun. We had some really awesome opportunities, stuff we haven't even been able to talk about yet. But we've been kind of digging through some of the memories of said things that we can't really talk about yet. And it's just been fun. There, I scooted around that one. I've been scooting and it's been fun and amazing. And I'm appreciative of our listeners and our fans and people mm-hmm. who have been along, on the ride with us for the last 7 years. I just want to express that appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. It's like we've been to Narnia and we can only talk to each other about it. No one else understands right now. That's okay. We can say that.
Sure. We got to go to Narnia.
Mm-hmm. And it was better than the book.
If you want to know more, it's Narnia business. Anyways, Jacob, looking forward to the rest of the year. What are you looking forward to?
Horror Nights.
Yeah.
I want to get past Dragon Con and I want to go to Orlando.
Get past Dragon Con?
Yeah, I want to scoot past. Yeah, I want to bypass DragonCon as quickly as possible.
Okay.
And I want to go to Horror Nights. I like Horror Nights because, I mean, fall time, Halloween time, it's the best time of the year. And then it leads right into winter, which I also really like. And it's going to be a chill. We don't have a ton of stuff planned for the last couple of months. We got, we're going to New York, which is going to be, I think, a fun little trip. So I'm just excited to have like a cool down before everything gets crazy again in January.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They did release the complete list of Horror Nights houses. Do we want to wait?
That's what we should be talking about.
Oh yeah. Can you just put them up?
Should we just break that down tonight? Yeah. Should we do that?
Yeah. That's where my curiosity lies.
What else were we talking about tonight?
Yeah.
Well,
Ninja Turtles. It was great. Go watch it. Move on.
About this. Yeah. Let's talk about stuff.
Ninja Turtles was awesome.
I wanted to bring up this. they're putting together this new expedition to go hunt down the Loch Ness monster. Why don't we talk about Horror Nights first?
We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to mm-hmm. Loch Ness, and then we'll do some TMNT talk.
Hey, spoiler alert! They're not going to find it.
Oh, come on!
I've got a bad feeling about this.
No, I was going to ask you guys about what's it. Would you go on an expedition to hunt down something that we guaranteed know?
It's like LARPing.
100%. I would do anything to go. Like, that's a dream. That's a dream scenario. Getting on a boat in Loch Ness and just, even though you know there's nothing there, like, it's something. I mean, people see something. There's something that lives there. It's not a monster, but there are.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's something causing all of the. Just go get the Horror Nights houses. We'll come back to it.
We'll come back. All right.
Well, now you've hooked me. Causing what?
I've been reading a lot about Loch Ness.
Okay. Yeah, you have. I've seen that. Yeah. I believe
you. You love sea creatures. In fact, when we were at Comic-Con, I don't think we even talked about it, but we actually made such a big deal about it last year. you visited the rare book dealer again.
I did. Yeah. Yep.
And you bought picked up some.
Yeah. I picked up like three Loch Ness Monster books from him. Yeah.
See? Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, maybe at the end we'll come back to Loch Ness or figure out a way to get Jacob on the expedition. Send Please. Him off on a voyage.
Yeah.
Goodbye, sir. I just bring back something. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Halloween Horror Nights. It's coming up in October. We go every year. We've never been out to the Hollywood version. I'd love to one year, but we normally check out Orlando. We've been going, I guess, at least the last five or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
something like that.
Six or seven almost.
If you're not familiar with Halloween Horror Nights, it is a big Halloween celebration they do at Universal Studios where, you know, normally a theme park you go during the day, but they open up the park from, what is it, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And they have some of the rides and attractions are open, but they have all of these really great immersive haunted houses, a lot of them based on famous like movie properties and stuff. So
it's like a giant carnival.
It
like,
is
to walk through the whole thing's dressed up.
Guys, I just got so excited. And,
yeah.
Snacks.
People trying to scare you. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Carnival games.
Twisted taters.
Yes. Ooh,
you know I'll be eating them. Twisted taters.
Uh-huh.
They're actually very salty. Jacob.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. Actually, we did this really amazing Horror Nights episode last year. It was one of our best episodes ever in Zoom chat.
The one we lost, yeah.
We lost it. So I think I asked you this last year.
That was a really fun episode, yeah.
It was good. So let's reclaim it right now.
Well, this we can't. We haven't done it yet. We haven't done the houses yet.
But we will in a second. But what I'm asking you is the question I asked you last year.
Oh.
God damn it. Let me just get the question out.
Okay.
What is your stance on haunted houses beyond Horror Nights?
I think they're really fun. There's like a fine line between dumb and let's get out of here. And this is really fun. They're not scary. I've never been in a haunted house and said, I'm scared, but they're fun. And that's what they're supposed to be. So especially Halloween Horror Nights houses, even if they're the ones, there's only been a few that I'm like, I hated that. You know what I mean? Like even your last ranked number 10 house is still, it's like, oh, well, it was still kind of fun. So I'm excited.
Right. By the way, I just remembered why you were saying we haven't done it yet. The episode we did last year was we ranked all the houses.
Well, that's what we've been doing the last couple of years. We rank them when we're done.
But this episode, we're going to talk about our anticipation for specific houses.
Oh, we also had an episode. Wait. The episode we lost was the episode where me and Abby came up with our own custom Horror Nights
house. Yeah, you made your own house.
Oh, I probably still have the notes somewhere. Yeah.
And it was like a 2-hour episode and it was like really intricate in what they could do. Mm-hmm. We all like, did you do it too, Craig? We all had like 10 houses that we made up.
House.
I can't imagine a scenario where I would.
And it was really fun. And then the episode went away.
Yeah, for some reason we were using Zoom instead of streaming. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. So,
That's on you, dude.
That's on Zoom, dude. Abigail.
I blame Linda Blair.
Abby, where are you on haunted houses?
Well,
you grew up with some.
Well, how so?
Like church.
Like I was going to say, like Tribulation Trail.
Yeah,
That kind of stuff. I didn't growing up. I was very terrified of like the scary stuff and Halloween, Satan, the occult, etc. So haunted houses scared the absolute shit out of me. Sorry, I have a cat that's moving on me. But
As an
adult, my first time going into a haunted house was at Halloween Horror Nights, like with y'all. So I have very fond memories and feelings about Halloween Horror Nights in particular. I have not really been to Netherworld or like any of those like broken down hotel haunted houses. That's not my cup of tea.
The ones where they're like, if you survive, you win a car. It's like stupid.
Yeah,
shit.
To me, I'm like, I don't want to go to a bootleg haunted house. I guess that's just not my like taste. I want to go to one where it's like, oh, there were real people who love the movies or the properties that these houses are based on, and like put a lot into it, and have like high quality actors and stuff like that populating it.
Right.
So yeah, Horror Nights for me was just like, it was a beautiful dark carnival that I wanted to be a part of. And being able to go with y'all for the first time, it's always been like, I look back on it fondly and I look forward to it, as just a celebration of the things that maybe I used to be afraid of, but now I embrace and love and understand better. So yeah, I love Horror Nights. It's just a treat to go. It's purely for fun. It's all sugar and fucking adrenaline, which is fantastic. When you get the camaraderie of being together as you go through a house and are like, that was fucked up, or like, that's so lame. So that's fun.
Those are the two reactions. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go through it. Let's go through these houses and talk about what we are, what the offerings are this year, and kind of talk about our excitement level. So there's 10 haunted houses, I think 4 or 5 scare zones. So let's just start with the big hitters here. So first off, we have Stranger Things Season 4. Try to escape the curse of Vecna. Why don't I start us off?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Are we doing a fuck budget?
No, but you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But So we've had Stranger Things as a house before. Normally I like to see new stuff that we haven't like experienced, but I think there's a lot of really good material in season 4 of Stranger Things to pull from, specifically the house.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fact that there's a house as like the central plot point lends itself to being a good haunted house. So, and I like Stranger Things season 4 a lot. I like the whole Vecna storyline. So this is one I'm actually pretty excited for, more than I thought I would be. Jacob, how about you?
It will be fun, and I'm happy that there's a little more IPs this year than last year, but I do wish they gave something else a chance, because we've had Stranger Things, I think, 2 or 3 years in a row. So when it's every year, it's like, okay.
Right.
But I would rather it be something, you know, an IP than just something like original, because the IPs are usually more fun for me.
Sure. Sure.
I'm sure it will be good.
I hope it's more of that, the house where Vecna grew up, rather than the Rainbow Room, because I'm kind of like overseeing some of that stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
The Rainbow Room. What do you mean?
Where Eleven was
the hospital.
Oh,
right?
the hospital.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me some of that house. That's what I want to see. Give me the right. Attic. I want to see that for sure.
One thing we should say, like, you know, because I feel like we're like seasoned experts now. Sorry, guys, I lost the page I was on. I'm going to go back to it. I think it's really important if you're going to go to Horror Nights, because it is expensive, and if you're only going to go for one night, you should definitely invest in the fast passes, like the express passes, because the lines, especially for something like Stranger Things, like, I mean, you might be in line for 2.5 hours. And how long does it take to go through a house? 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah, a couple minutes. And we've waited in line. We've waited in lines for 2 hours before to get into a house. And you can still do all 10 houses in one night, but you will wait for hours. And, you know, with a fast pass, you're basically walking right in.
Well, with the fast pass, you're guaranteeing you're going to go through everything at least once, including some of the rides. Like the Mummy, or
you can be a little more leisurely.
Yeah. Get some snacks.
God, give me that Mummy ride.
Yeah, it's always closed down.
We're doing it.
I'm still bitter, but I think I'm more upset about that than losing the episode.
Lost the Mummy ride.
Was it closed last?
We waited till the very end. It was the last ride that
was 2 years ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years. Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
I think we wrote it last year.
COVID brain. Yeah.
My COVID brain's acting up. Okay, let's talk about The Exorcist Believer. We talked about the trailer last week. I think all of us are a little iffy on whether or not it's going to be a good movie. But Abby, I'll start with you on this one.
Two hearts beat as one. excuse me. I'm so sorry. I am not excited about this house. I'm not excited about this movie. We'll see what... I just didn't like the art direction or the design of the trailer. I thought that some of the scenes that we saw in the trailer were hackneyed and like just borrowed and rehashed from other movies. So I don't have anything specific from that trailer that's like, oh, I can't wait to see this thing. Yeah, so I would say I would give probably zero fucks to The Exorcist House.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You're just taking out your movie hate right on the house.
Yeah, it's just how I feel. Yeah.
All right. Jacob, how about you?
A little different from Abby. The movie looks horrible. I think it's awful. I don't think the movie should even be being made. But I'm sure the house will be fun because even though it's based on the new movie, it's still The Exorcist. And it's still going to be, instead of one girl throwing up on a bed, it will be two. So
two times the pea soup.
It will be fine. I think the house will be fine. Like the movie's good. The house will be more fun than watching the movie will be.
Right.
And I can probably guarantee you that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You're at least gonna get to like hear the Exorcist music,
right?
And see somebody being possessed, like
right,
and be there. So
right, yeah. I mean, like, kind of. I prefer the haunted houses that are based on actual properties instead of the original ones. Having said that, sometimes the original ones are really great. You can't just discount them. It's just more fun to. It feels more like a theme park when you're, you know, seeing The Exorcist or whatever.
Special.
So
feels more special when it's after something you like. Mm,
worth the price of entry for sure. Yeah.
Also, like again, The Exorcist, the original movie, and we're gonna talk about those movies this October on the podcast. It's just, it almost feels like it's above or better than being involved with a legacy sequel and a trilogy. It just feels like
it should be. Yeah. It should be. Mm-hmm. It should be, but it's had
tons, two, three.
It's on its fourth reboot, basically. So
yes. But like we talked about last week, we have a long history with Linda Blair and The Exorcist. So hopefully she'll be there.
She's gotta get work, you know?
She's handing out flyers.
It would be nice.
Sure. Whatever. Okay, so Exorcist, a little bit of a mixed feeling going into that, but I it'll probably be fun regardless. Even the worst Horror Nights house is still pretty fun.
Yes, so, similar to pizza or cake. It's like
I've had some horrible cake. Also, Jacob, remember the vegan cookies we talked about the other night?
Were they bad? Dude, don't tell me they were bad.
Don't listen to this one. I loved the vegan cookies.
You liked it?
I don't like.
Yeah, he doesn't like dark chocolate, he's you know, screwed from the start.
All right, well, that's not that's not a vegan thing. That's they use dark chocolate.
They just use dark chocolate. Whatever. Okay,
I get it.
Here we go. Next up, The Last of Us. You and your squad will encounter the haunting and overgrown world of the video game in a brand new, terrifying way. Stay silent if you want to survive a multitude of clickers, hunters, and more. Jake, I'll start with you on this one.
This will be fun. The show was great. I don't know. You know, I've never played the game, but the show was like kind of felt like a milestone in TV, and everybody was watching it and freaking out about how good it was. And I think a house will be like, this seems like a no brainer for like, if you would have asked me a year ago, whenever we first episode of Last of Us, I could have been like, this is going to be a Horror Nights house.
Right, right. It did kind of have a huge cultural impact. Mm-hmm. Abigail.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I loved this show. I loved the story arcs for the characters and the set designs and the designs for the monsters. The zombies were like really unique. And I think that will translate really well to the house itself. And yes, this might be one of my more or most anticipated ones. It's a great show.
I hope the whole house is based on episode 3. Was that it? Episode 3. So there's no zombies. It's just Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just have a meal.
You have to play the piano at one point. You get a meal.
Lamb chops.
You got to get naked. And then on the way out, they hand you a single strawberry.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's everybody just like gets a somber one. House.
Take your strawberry and go.
I mean, not being hyperbolic, because I don't know if we even talked about it at the time, but that's one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. I saw it before you guys, and I think that's what I think I was like, hey, it's literally one of the top five mm-hmm. best episodes of anything.
Really, really good. But yeah,
this House show will be fun. That show, we're not going to get into it, but that show was so good that it made you not care that over half of the episodes have zero zombies.
Thank you so much for joining YHS Podcast for another episode. If you are a fan of what we do here and you want even more, you're going to want to get in on the Yes Have Some Podcast Patreon. That's right, patreon.com/yeshavesome. For as little as $5 a month, you are going to gain complete access to our 3-year audio archive of bonus audio content. It is absolutely amazing. We have weekly bonus audio episodes, including Extreme Toy Anxiety, which you're going to hear, which is the bonus toy and action figure talk that we do with our great friend Ryan Dole from the Toy Anxiety channel. Not to mention exclusive access to the YHS Discord, where you can have enlightened conversation with like-minded folks about all of your favorite stuff, including the upcoming build-up and release of a brand new Ghostbusters movie, and so much more. Also, we have the YHS Instagram that is exclusive for Patreon. We have got the regular Instagram, and then we got the Patreon Instagram. So there's a lot that comes with it for $5 a month. If you want to get in on it and you want to support us, we would appreciate it. So head over to Yes Have Some's Patreon page at patreon.com/yeshavesome. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's good writing, man. Invested in the characters. And I'm assuming that this is going to be... Actually, it looks like there's a PlayStation logo on the...
Well, it's a PlayStation thing. But, I mean, it also just says... You're in the overgrown world of the video game. So,
right.
And it also says in a brand new, terrifying way. So it's just going to be you navigating like streets and there's zombies. It's going to probably not, that's probably not
be the
be
mall
specific to any episodes.
Right.
But it will just be the same situation.
Like, in my dumb head, I was like, man, I hope Pedro Pascal's there. Like, he's not going to be there anyway. So. Abby, any final thoughts on this?
I was thinking it would be cool. I kind of agree with what you're saying, Jacob. They're probably going to do their own version and be like, yeah, it's in the style of The Last of Us-esque. I would love to see stuff from the mall episodes. I don't know if that was just one or two, but those are my favorites. So, yeah, it would be cool to see like the costume shop that the two girls have a really serious mm-hmm. episode in. So that would be cool for me to see. And it kind of ties in with Halloween stuff, so
I like it.
Slice of that, that's cool.
I like it, a show that's full of just like there is a lot of like brutality and like zombies getting killed and stuff. We're like, I hope it's just like a low-key stroll through some of the more character-driven moments of the show. And
just really reflective.
I hope it is like the what's the one episode where everything's overgrown? There's like a giraffe, like all those animals at that zoo. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Having listened to I'm still listening to The Stand. A lot of that book was making me think of The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Similar setup.
All right, next up, man, our guy Chuck. He's always at Horror Nights having a good time. Chucky Ultimate Kill Count. Chucky's back for even more carnage. It says Chucky, the serial killer doll, is back for a new gore fest. He's hijacked his own haunted house with all kinds of bloody hijinks. This sounds really fun. I haven't watched all of the new Child's Play or Chucky show. Has it had 2 seasons already?
Yeah.
Jeez. But I love the original Child's Play. I'm a fan of. I love the first 3 movies. I like Bride of Chucky, and I even like some of the newer stuff. It's just a really great setting for a haunted house. Like, I don't know if there's anything else to say other than give me Chucky at Horror Nights. It just makes sense.
Yeah. Why don't you come out and play? Wow, wow. C-H-U-C-K. I loved the Scare Zone with Child's Play scare zone that they had a few years back.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see. Maybe they'll repurpose some of the giant boxes and costumes from that to this house. And yeah, we're the number one Child's Play podcast. I hope everybody knows that.
We always have been.
Right. So this is going to be fun for all of us.
We'll probably get a front row ticket.
I'm interested to see how they do it because Chucky's 2.5 feet tall. And yeah. That's not feasible for walking through a Horror Nights house and just being like looking down at a. So I'm assuming that it will, Abby, be like last time where it's like boxes. A puppet type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raised up a little bit. But I'm more excited for this than any of the rest. Like Chucky in a haunted house. It's not based on any of the movies. It's just Chucky in the fucking haunted house. Yeah. This to
ultimate
me
kill
like
count.
It will be the most fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree with that.
Fun for fun's sake. Maybe that'll be like a giant Chucky head at the end that smells like bananas.
Banana breath Chucky. Like a big animatronic
that, I'm
Chucky.
I remember Kong. That. Yeah.
No, that'd be great. All right. So moving right along, our last of the intellectual properties. They always do at least one Universal Monsters house. So this is Universal Monsters Unmasked. 4 monsters, 1 new nightmare. Don't tease me by saying new nightmare now. It says descend into the Paris catacombs where you and your squad will face a new horde of monsters. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, the Phantom of the Opera, and Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's kind of cheating that they're, I mean, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde is kind of a 2-for-1, but we'll forgive them.
That's how the character is referenced.
And the Invisible Man. So normally they do some of the more like mainstream, like A-list, you know, Frankenstein, Dracula, Mummy,
Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Jacob, what do you think of this?
I love the Universal Monsters, so I would always be excited, but I don't know if you guys remember, we were all kind of bummed out by the Universal Monster House last year. It was a little, we were excited about it. Then we went through it and we were like, cause it was like, what was it? Werewolf versus,
yeah, it's like some sort of battle.
Yeah. But there was no battle happening. It was just the werewolf popped out and then the mummy popped out. And then and we were like, it was like kind of boring.
A little bit of a letdown, right?
So mm-hmm. it does make me a little nervous that it might be boring again, but I love the Universal Monsters, and there is something really – every Halloween season, I get really nostalgic for the Universal Monsters because I remember back when they were on all the Doritos stuff and the Pepsi cans, and you could buy the – I used to have like the Universal Studios Universal Monsters had like a line of books and coloring books, and it was a big thing at Universal Studios. So I'm really happy that they still have some of that happening.
Jacob, was there Universal Monsters candy bars too? Did we talk about that recently?
We were talking about the Universal Studios.
Oh,
was a Crunch Bar crossover.
The Nestle Crunch Bar, and you were like looking for the Jaws mm-hmm. bar.
Yeah, because they would stamp. They right. would stamp a ride onto the actual chocolate, and there was a Jaws bar.
Right, because they did the same thing for the NBA, and I probably ate 100 Nestle Crunch bars.
Yeah, it's literally the cause of why I became a fat kid was because of Universal Studios.
Literally, I ate 100 Crunch Bars looking for a Chicago Bulls Nestle Crunch Bar. I'll never forget the day.
It's not worth it to me.
I was in a hotel with my brother and my dad, and I got it, and I screamed, yes, Chicago Bulls, yes.
And then you just ate it, yeah. Like, that is like a... It's like a really sad version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. it's like that movie, but without all the happiness. You're just a fat piece of shit at the end.
Oh, come on. Anyways, back to the story. just close up on Ab. Abby not enjoying our conversation.
Let's be nice about bodies, yes.
Okay. All right. What's this next one called? What does it say?
Oddfellows, Twisted Origins. Dr. Oddfellows?
Listen, if I had to rank all these based on the names, this is the worst house of the year.
I almost just made an awesome joke that only the three of you would get, and I'm going to make it off air.
Do it.
No, I'm not. Okay, no. It, It'll be funny though. I promise you it'll be funny. Abigail, talk about Dr. Oddfellow's.
You twisted. Won't be able to resist going inside Dr. Oddfellow's menacing menagerie of twisted oddities. But the price of, for you and your friends is steep. The cost of your souls to feed his immortal power.
Okay.
Wow.
Jacob, I've got
the
a theory.
Clout on this doctor.
I've got a theory on this.
Okay.
There's some guy who works at Universal Studios. And he's been pitching this every year for 25 years.
Well,
he's got his own comics.
Yeah.
I don't know who, you know how Horror Nights has a mascot every year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is this the mascot this year? Who's the mascot? Is this like, this seems like the kind of thing where it's the mascot and they gave him a house.
Please zoom in on that image and tell me that's not the mascot.
The mascot needs to just be Chucky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be an IP character. That would be more fun. But they always have an original character as the, this just screams like, you know, I'm the leader of, this seems like an ICP house, you know?
Yeah, this screams Joker Chuck.
There's juggalos throwing Faygo at you inside of this house.
Yeah.
Wait, have they never done an ICP house?
Of course not.
That would be
ICP
so,
IP?
It would be, I would go to that. It'd be fun.
Here, guys, hold on. I'm trying to get the close-up of this image to share on the screen because it's fucking awesome.
I know. I've already zoomed in on it. It's
hold on. Give me 1 second. Because it reminds me of, like, Jake, you know, like, you know, when somebody, it, like, reminds me of, like, bad tattoo stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like it would be at, like, the landing strip. Like, you know what? It screams Six Flags. Yeah. It does. Like, not as good, not good enough for Universal Studios.
Here's Dr. Oddfellow's twisted origins.
All right.
I get it.
Is this the
worst thing I've ever looked at?
But,
yes.
But is it their mascot? Is there a mascot this year? Is this him?
Does I just imagine the pitch meeting. Okay, we're taking open submissions. Derek.
I found this tattoo off the wall of a shop.
Derek, he's like, all right, let's hear it. He's like, all right, guys. Dr. Oddfellow. Everyone's like, boo.
I hope it's the best house. You know what I mean? I hope we do it. And we're like, whoa, that was cool.
Dude, we just got totally Oddfellow.
Yeah, it looks.
We lost our minds.
I feel absolutely crazy after going through that house. All right, let's hold on. I have to figure out what the fuck I'm doing. You know, there we go. Okay. That was funny, though. That was all fun. I had fun saying all those things we just said. Mm-hmm. All right. So after Dr. Oddfellow's twisted origins, we've got Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. Now,
oh, this is kind of cool because it's like a throwback to the Dueling Dragons like that. I mean, it's not something I would ever think of as far as a Horror Nights house. Like,
right.
Two warlocks of great power turned into like somebody clearly was like, oh, it would be cool if we, you know, did a tribute to the Dueling Dragons. I like it. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Dueling Dragons. Will you enlighten me?
Yeah. Dueling Dragons was a like a double loop roller coaster that they had at Islands of Adventure.
It was two roller coasters. Okay. They were intertwined with each other. So you would wait in line for one and then someone else would be on the other one. And they would like wrap around each other and everything. It was like a red one and a blue one, like it is here. Mm-hmm. And then whenever Harry Potter moved in, they kind of repurposed it to be like Harry Potter themed. Mm-hmm. So it was still the Dueling Dragons, but it was like Harry Potter dragons. And then they closed it and put in more Harry Potter stuff.
Right. But that is cool because it is a throwback. And I think Universal Studios could really lean in more on nostalgia is to do more classic, like doing stuff like this, I think is actually really cool.
Yeah, like their IP.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but like, this house is going to have two different. This says you must choose your path, and then it says choose thy fate.
It makes
me wonder if at some point some people split off one way and you choose to split off another way, and there's two different
What I love is
I love that. I love choose your own adventure books.
I love the graphic design where they're like, guys, we're using two fonts. We're going to use like a casino font and then the Game of Thrones font.
Cool. Awesome.
It's really cool. Yeah, I'm actually excited about that. It's a throwback. And I don't know if I ever actually I've been on the Hulk roller coaster. I don't know if I ever actually did Dueling Dragons.
I never did. Sounds like something I would have loved.
It was fun. It wasn't like that Jurassic Park. It wasn't like it was a fun roller coaster.
Yeah. And I think it was their opening. It was like one of the marquee attractions when Islands of Adventure opened. Listen to us. We're like theme park people.
We are.
We're enthusiasts.
Yeah, I am very enthusiastic about theme parks.
Okay. Next up, we've got, ooh, Yeti Campground.
Yeti
kills.
Or not, here they come.
The Yeti House 2019, when we went with like AJ and Ryan and everybody, that was a great house. So we have Campground Kills. You and your friends are about to venture into a 1950s campground overrun by huge menacing Yetis who rip apart anyone who gets in their way. You must flee to the Ranger Tower to escape. Abigail.
Dude, bring it on. Yetis are awesome. I love the concept of them. And I also had a really good experience at a Yeti house and at Horror Nights. That sounds weird. But I really look forward to this house. 1950s sounds great. Campground where people are having fun. Terror strikes is something that I'm just really into.
Right.
So I am highly anticipating this house. And one of the things about the Yeti house that I really liked in the past was there was like a cold air conditioning. So it was like, ooh, you're like actually in the snow, which it's also very nice when you're in the heat of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, because even though it's October, for some reason, it's always hot still.
Super. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
This is my second most highly anticipated house. I think this will be really fun. It's just cool. Mm-hmm. Yetis are cool. Mm-hmm. Any kind of like cryptid stuff is fun. The Yetis were awesome last time. Yeah, it's everything you just said. This is going to be good.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, guys, I'm good. This was not the episode we planned, and I'm getting so hyped.
It's just us like actually having a talk.
Yeah. Should we? Oh, I forgot to hit the record button. Just kidding. My stepdad's name was Yeti. No, Eddie. Okay, moving on. I knew it was close though. Oh, cool. Cool. They're doing just by this image, it's the first book of fucking
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower, the darkest steel.
Oh my god! Look, Randall Flagg.
Hold on, blues music. Hold on, I love this. Let me read the darkest steel here for our audio listeners.
This is The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah. Blues musician. Hold on. Blues musician Pine Straw Spruce will have to face the music after meeting with the collector and trading his soul for musical glory. You and your squad learn the terrible price of fame. Guess what? This is my favorite house.
Remember the Craig's going to be on the drums.
Remember the famous Garth Brooks, Will Ferrell SNL sketch? He's like, sells his soul to the devil. And he's like, and Will Ferrell's like, how about this tasty lick? And he just can't play guitar.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, this sounds fun. I love. Okay, Abby, you're gonna, but don't make fun of me.
Ream you.
Don't ream me for the things I was about to say. But I really like Southern. Fuck it. I'm not even gonna get into it. I'm excited about this. This is cool. Like it reminds me of like the the thought of like being in New Orleans at 3 a.m. and running into some old man who turns out to be the devil.
Yeah, the Charlie Daniels song. Yeah.
I'm just describing the fucking
exactly
song.
Yeah. Well, it's also
Craig's acting like no one's ever heard Devil Went Down to Georgia or any of those other songs before.
Exactly.
He's like, you know what I like? Now this is a cool concept.
It is.
Stephen King writes a lot about encountering the devil and the devil in human form and like the dark man and all of that stuff.
I think the devil in human form is a great concept for like what's
and Twilight Zone. There's lots of classic Twilight Zone episodes about it.
Yeah. Like you meet a guy. It's like, oh, I was at Burger King and I met this guy, yada, yada, yada. It was the devil. And now I, you know, whatever.
Now I'm famous.
Now I'm famous.
But, you know, also my whole family died. Something like that.
Right. Jake, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, you know, it's not top of my list, but it sounds fun. And I feel like I can say that for both of these. They both sound like they're based on like a solid premise. It feels like a movie that I would want to watch, you know, at 10 o'clock on an October night. Yeah. These both sound pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm. Abby, want to read us through the other one?
Sure, sure. I was just going to say, I'm thinking of Larry Underwood while I'm looking at the character with the guitar.
Yeah, for sure.
Very much so. All right. Blood Moon, Dark Offerings. In a colonial era village, moon worshippers witness a blood moon as at their fall. Sorry, I have to zoom in.
Sorry, I forgot you don't have the. I know it's really small.
I got it. I zoomed. All right. In a colonial era village, moon worshippers witness a blood moon at their fall festival. They take it as a sign to hunt down any non-followers, including you and your Scream Squad. Hashtag Scream Squad. Scream Squad is bad. I think this might be a bit of
things that happened on the episode that got deleted.
Oh, that's why it was such a good episode, because we were just marveling at how stupid that is to refer to your friends as a Scream Squad, because it is kind of hard to say, actually. This sounds pretty lukewarm to me. Moon worshippers, not that scary, hunting down. This sounds like a weak offering.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Not a dark offering.
I'm sorry. The moon's not scary to me. It controls tides. And
I wonder if so, like when I read this the first time, I thought it was a werewolf house, but then reading it again, it doesn't sound like werewolves. It just sounds like a cult. So we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Your cults don't scare me.
Hey, you know what? You'd be
been there,
awesome.
Done that.
Been there. You got the t-shirt.
We didn't talk about this at the top of the show, but very sad this week. Pee Wee Herman passed away. Very unfortunate. Mm-hmm. How good would a Pee Wee's Playhouse Horror Nights house be? Like, just sure. Putting that out there. It actually sounds like the scariest thing ever. Rest in peace, Pee Wee. Yeah. We'll all watch Pee Wee's Big Adventure in your honor. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving right along. Oh, that's it.
That's it for the houses. Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Cool. That carried us.
Yeah. Let me.
Done.
We're done. Let me find the list of the. Zones.
They all sound bad to me.
They all sound bad, but they're fun to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. I've been bummed out that they haven't done any IPs for the scare zones the last couple of years.
Oh
cool. Dr. Oddfellow.
Look who's back.
Wow.
Oh my God. Dr. Oddfellow.
He's like, hello, Scream Squad.
Oh, wait. Hold on. He is the. Look, they all mentioned Dr. Oddfellow in the.
Oh my God.
He is the mascot this year.
No. Yep,
absolutely.
No.
No.
No. Dr. Oddfellow's Horror Menagerie. What kind of chocolate do you like?
All right, let's read
Jungle of Doom, I hope, is playing Creedence Clearwater Revival the whole time. If that's
wow now.
All right, so we have Dr. Oddfellow's collection of horror. Dr. Oddfellow will lure you into Horror Nights with a promise of immortality. As he lifts the veil on all the horrors to come, you'll soon realize you may not even survive the night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Dark Zodiac, Jungle of Doom. What are these other ones? Vamp.
These are scare zones.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just okay.
Vamp 69, Summer of Blood.
So okay, like sexy vampires.
Okay. Yeah,
at Woodstock.
Yeah,
I want that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Sexy vampires at Woodstock, listening to. CC Clear, it's Clearwater Revival.
Yeah. I think it'll be less Woodstock and more like Lana Del Rey.
No, you're 100% wrong. Read it.
It's
1969. It's the Summer of Blood.
Small town in New York. Okay, you're right. Okay, all right. They're going to be hippies.
Hold on.
Hippie zombies.
Listen.
Zombie hippies.
Abby just said this is not going to be Woodstock. Let me read it. At a 60s music festival in small town New York, you'll jam to popular bands with fellow concertgoers. It's literally Woodstock.
Yeah. I get it. I've seen the documentary.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
You watched the Woodstock 99. That's
dude,
the one I watched.
Give me that.
Craig, that's you should finish reading it. The porta potties all fill up and overflow.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude,
a mud fight ensues.
A Woodstock 99 Horror Nights scare zone sounds awesome. Just a bunch of literally juggalos and
literally Fred Durst surfing on wood that everybody's just passing him.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Fucking $16 water. I mean, that's already there.
Okay. Yeah. Shipyard 32, Horror Unhinged, 1940s San Francisco shipping yard full of mysterious creatures in cages.
I mean, that sounds cool.
Sure. Yeah. It's all going to be fun.
These all sound fun. Yeah.
It's all going to be fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, so Horror Nights coming up pretty dang soon. Overall, Abigail, how you feeling about it?
Hyped. I'm even more hyped now that we've just discussed everything. It's like it's part of our DNA, I guess, to go to this and to enjoy getting scared together. And yeah, it's a treat to be at the park late at night for me, especially.
That's what I like.
Yeah, it's just special. Like being places after hours is always something that I'm kind of obsessed with, breaking into things, that sort of thing. The food's always good. The merch is usually pretty good. I mean, Dr. Oddfellow seems awesome. I'm just really excited. You
know, Craig's going to play some basketball.
Playing carnival games at one in the morning.
We'll all film it and then never do anything with the footage.
At Universal, it's, great. It's so much fun. It's the most fun you can have as a human being. So I'm excited about it.
It's true. Okay. It's like the carnival type of fun.
Remember that one time we went to Universal Studios and it was during the day and you played basketball in the Simpsons area and the person was like
dying,
hungover or drunk, sick or something. Yeah. And they were like,
I think they puked.
They were
at
like
one point
on their knees. Yeah. They were like, hold on, I'll be with you in a minute. Like,
okay.
The guy dying who worked there, right?
Yeah. It was
the person
like,
who was running the game. So
here it is.
Maybe didn't sleep before coming in for the shift.
Let's
also like 120 degrees out.
Mm-hmm. I know we didn't talk about Ninja Turtles at all, but that's fine. Like we said, it's all great. Go see it. We'll talk about it eventually. This is classic YHS. We talk about what we want, not what you think we should be talking about. Mm-hmm. That area, that Simpsons area of Universal Studios, there's really no shade anywhere. And it gets specifically really hot.
It's like brutal.
That area is so sun faded, and it's kind of a bummer because like when that first opened, like, that was the coolest place in the whole park.
Yeah, it's time to go, though. It's time for...
Yeah, bring in Bob's Burgers.
For The Simpsons to end.
Yeah.
You think it should get it out of there. It's a whole big area, and it was cool, but it's been there for, you know, 20 years or more.
Yeah,
it's just, it would be... There's it's space that could be used for something else.
So, hold on.
Let's do a Patreon episode where we all pitch what we think we should replace The Simpsons area with.
Well, yeah. Because look, this article just came out like 2 months ago. Universal Orlando losing the Disney or the Simpsons rights in 2028.
All right.
Is what this article says.
So let's Dreamcast.
Oh, man. What are they going to put there?
We'll put something.
Give me a classics, please. Like a tribute type area to their old stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think I've long said this. They need a ride called Universal Studios The Ride. It can be 3D digital screen, but it takes you through all of the old rides that aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. How
fun it could just be the Simpsons ride. That's what the Simpsons ride used to be, the Back to the future ride. It's just do that.
Dude, if they okay, last thing and then we'll be done. If they announced that Back to the Future The Ride was coming back with like an updated like version of it, That would be
huge.
So cool.
Bring a lot of people up, but it's probably going to be like Secret Life of Pets.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like tour or whatever. Baby rides.
It's going to be Minions, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. Bunch of bullshit.
I'm still mad at you for making me get on the Jimmy Kimmel ride.
That was it's such a downer.
Jimmy Fallon.
What did I say?
Jimmy Kimmel ride would be fun.
Jimmy Kimmel. Well, listen.
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
I think it's important. We've long joked that YHS was born from the ashes of when the Ghostbusters ride was torn down and replaced by the Twister ride.
Mm-hmm.
YHS formed, much like the Ring and the Forge and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Jimmy Fallon ride is. I thought it was important for us to experience the third ride in that trilogy.
The downfall of the greats before it.
Right.
Don't call it a trilogy.
The Ghostbusters Spooktacular.
Ghostbusters Twister and
Twister Ride It Out and Jimmy Fallon's fun drive through New York.
Race around New York in a cab.
He's like, oh my God, ride. Welcome to the Universal Studio, Jimmy Fallon. It's horrible.
It's so corny. It's so definition of corny.
It's the worst ride there.
Like literally not even joking. Like Jake, you look so mad when we did that.
I was. It was awful. Yeah.
It's just not great. Yeah.
It's not great.
It's like I think I remember saying to you at the time, like, hey, we're at Universal Studios. We have a limited amount of time. You got to stand in line for rides. We're trying to do everything we want to do. And you're making us waste time in line for Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. Well, that's a one-time thing. We go twice a year.
Mm-hmm. We've been to NBC Studios and like seen all that shit. And it's like, you're like, oh,
I why said, am I don't care if I've been to the real 30 Rock. I want to see the fake one at Universal.
Yeah.
Hey, but what's crazy is I think we said this before too, that Jimmy Fallon ride, the screen is like, it's like the biggest screen.
It's huge.
In the world? I don't know. It is a giant screen.
Well, what's
and
that?
All the seats move. Mm-hmm. If they would turn it back into the Twister ride, can you imagine a like full size tornado on that? And it's
Hold on, you're in the truck.
Like they do
every... It would be scary as fuck. Go ahead. Sorry, Abby.
I'm just playing off of your idea. Like it would take you through all the old rides, like because it can give you that like wind in your face, sensory, water, smells, experience, and your seats moving. Why not take us through all the old rides that are closed down and bring them back in just visual form? So it's like you're watching first person going through it.
Did I? Was just
yeah, it
this?
Is what you're saying, but I was just like kind of taking it and...
Wait a minute.
Claiming it.
Redo the Twister ride in that Jimmy Fallon room where you get shrunk down into one of the sensors in Dorothy, and then you're just going up into the tornado.
Okay.
Or that's a horrible idea. What's that ride that's that we did? We did at Epcot where you like.
I think I'm soaring. Like thinking of that. Yeah, where soaring. It's like soaring. Yeah, it's
the same.
That's a cool ride. I like that ride.
Yes. That one has a lot more range of motion than the Jimmy Fallon does.
Let's stop talking about Jimmy Fallon.
I'm so sick of it.
Yeah. It's your fault. You brought it up, Greg.
You made us go on that ride 4 years ago. It's bad enough that Ghostbusters Afterlife kept getting delayed. Greg's making us go on this Jimmy Fallon ride.
Still mad.
All right. Well, this was fun. I had a great time. Mm-hmm, Abby, do you have any final thoughts?
I love Universal Studios. And I love theme parks. And I didn't really go to theme parks until we started going to theme parks. And I think that's just really special that it's something we get to do every year. And I love talking about it. So thank you for talking about it with me, y'all.
Jacob? Same.
I did go as a kid, but not a bunch. But everything else I agree with. Yeah. Cool. It's one of the funnest things that we do. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So we'll be down there sometime in October. And
yeah, get a group together, maybe.
Yeah, getting a group together.
And we'll, to get a group.
Mm-hmm. We'll review all of them. We'll come back and we'll say if we were right about Dr. Longfellow. What's his name?
Longfellow.
Dr. Longbottom.
Dr. Longbottom's menagerie of mystical witches and Warcraft. I love, like, they just throw everything in there. House. Yeah, they're like, join a group of witches, vampires, wolves, and the Geek Squad as they take you through a night of terror.
The Geek Squad?
Yeah.
They got the Geek Squad property.
Fix your iPhone while you're here.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, we go to the Best Buy house? They got the Geek Squad. Can you believe it?
There's a bunch of people working there, and they just constantly are asking you if you need any help, and you're trying to, like, get away from them.
No.
I'm just looking.
I'm just browsing. Dude, right, one time somebody...
It's going to be six weeks to get your phone.
One time I'm going to be in the store, they're going to come up and go, can I help you with... Can I answer any questions for you? And I'm going to just get on a giant list of questions, be like, actually, yes. Mm-hmm. Let's start here.
Yeah, can you talk to me about space real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Space, mm-hmm. The final frontier. All right, everybody. For Abigail Gardner...
Y'all take naps?
What? Dude,
I was just joking. I was a little late. The door had already closed.
Can I finish?
Yes.
For Abigail Gardner, Jacob Walsh, and myself, Craig Goldberg, thank you so much for tuning in for another rousing edition of Yes, I Have Some Podcast. You can find us every week here on either YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay tough, Marshmallow fans. It's just
Dr. Oddfellow says an apple a day keeps
fuck you
Halloween Horror Night's pretty fun. I don't know.
already did the I was about to do like a Danny McBride. Well, I actually already did the outro, so whatever you're saying,
it was a little bit better.
It's getting cut.
It's getting cut.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.